But the Murdoch Children's Research Institute have done some research about, in particular, disadvantaged children and nursing help. Professor Sharon Goldfeld is from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. In a moment, we'll speak to one of the people involved in this. But first up, Sharon, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
What did you look at and what did you find?
Well, we started with a couple of things. First of all, we know that the first 1,000 days are really important for children. So that was the first thing. And the second thing is that we already have this fabulous maternal child health service in Victoria and Tasmania. So taking all that into account, we thought about how do we do nurse home visiting, well known overseas, and do it well in Australia and see if it works. And that's exactly what we did. And nurse home visiting is fundamentally a preventive program. How do we identify women who are living in some sort of adversity and work with them on parenting and the sorts of things they want to work with using the nurses that already exist?
It kind of falls into the, well, it's sort of obvious once you say it, isn't it? It's one of those.
Absolutely. And the kind of jewel in the crown for Victoria, I think, is the Maternal Child Health Service. And this is saying, hey, if we can train people up really well, if they can work really well with families, and I mean work with, not, you know, try and impose upon, and then do that over kind of an intense period of 2 years, what we found is, hey, it makes a difference. And you're right, it just seems really obvious. But remember, we did it at scale. So we did it in a number of areas in Victoria using existing nurses and still saw an impact. And that's pretty impressive.
Is this an example of where spending money saves money?
Exactly.
In other words, if you don't do this because you want to save, I don't know, $1 million or whatever the budget might be, you want to save a little bit of money, but then you end up having to invest in all sorts of other things that are needed as a consequence of your neglect in the early years.
You're exactly right, John, and that's what the international research tells us. If you invest now, you actually save money later on to the tune of 1 to 17 for some of these interventions.
1 to 17?
Yeah.
Wow, but not only is it about the money then, it's also about the dignity, the quality of life and the life outcomes for kids that are enhanced by early assistance.
Exactly. And the families, you know, it's a package deal.
It's a no-brainer.
That's what we think.
Are you getting any traction then with the decision makers?
Some. There's quite a bit of interest from some of the other jurisdictions, and especially now that our paper's out and we can show from a peer-reviewed paper that our research is robust.
Not just anecdotes, not just, oh, we had a snapshot look. This is actually proper research.
Yeah, and proper research in the real world, and I think that's really strengthens the results.
Let's have a chat to Rosie, who lives in Seaford and has two young children. Rosie, morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell us about Jack and Audrey.
Jack is 3.5 and he's a beautiful, gentle soul. And Audrey is a little rocket. She's amazing and she's about to 10 too.
And what help did you need?
I had a little bit of postnatal depression with Jack. And then with Audrey, I was concerned that I would fall into the same hole. And so someone suggested this Right at Home program. So I applied for it and was fortunately selected, and I basically learnt the hard way about my limitations with breastfeeding through Audrey and the struggle of trying not to feel depressed about that. And I found that the program just with my maternal child health nurse, she just came and she was regularly there and kept me propped up and kept me supported, and It was so valuable, just to have someone help me through that. So,
did you have any familial support, any members of the family who you could call on?
Yes, to a degree. My husband, of course, but my mum was working in Yuendumu at the time, so she was only down sort of for a couple of weeks.
So in Central Australia?
Yes, right smack bang in the middle.
Wow, out of Alice Springs.
Sorry, yes, out of Alice Springs, yes. So not local, and my husband's family is from Tasmania. So I had a few aunts that were close, but not quite what I would have needed or wanted in terms of, you know, that familiar support.
So how do you form a trusting relationship with a total stranger, talking about what are very intimate and private fears and worries?
Absolutely. Well, I met Jackie a few visits, a couple of visits before I had Audrey, and we just she came into my home and we discussed for about an hour each time, just got to know each other. She got to, you know, see what my life was like because she came into my home. And I think that safe zone and that familiarity of being, you know, at home helped me create a rapport with Jackie. And Jackie's actually quite lovely as well, of course. So
of
that
course.
Helped a lot.
I'll come back in a moment to Sharon here in the studio, but that relationship forged even while you were still pregnant.
Yes.
How important was that part of it? Would it have been different if you only met the nurse after the baby was born?
It was absolutely instrumental. I think if I had met her afterwards or even just had a standard service, which is still fairly good, I don't think I would have been in the same position I am today. To be honest, I would have struggled a lot more, I think I would have been a very different person, and I don't even know how my children would have come out of that, so, yeah.
So it's not just help at the time, this is a lasting benefit, is your...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So we've been seeing Jackie for the last 2 years now, and we're about to have our last visit, sadly, so... but the security, knowing that someone has come with us on this journey and that she's known the story and she can understand, she's got the context, she sees life at home, she sees how my mental health is. Because if you go to a mental child health nurse centre, not necessarily do they see you in your most, I suppose, raw form, because you're going somewhere and you sort of present and you've got that classic scenario, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm good. But you might not necessarily be good. So I think that it definitely creates a bit more of a comfortable environment to be able to truly be yourself and address the issues. And then the information that you receive from Jackie, from your maternal child health nurse is more relevant. It's a bit more tailored to your scenario, and you just get a bit more direction that's accurate in what you want to achieve. So,
well, congratulations, Rosie, and thank you for giving us a personal account there, which illustrates brilliantly what Sharon's research is about. Rosie from Seaford. Professor Goldfeld, then, what we're learning is that the more you can provide, the earlier you can provide it, the longer you can provide it for, all has benefits for the individuals, but for the community at large.
Correct. Absolutely. And Rosie's just given a fabulous recount of how important that relationship is, what it takes to have that relationship and the sort of work you can do with someone when they can respond to your actual needs.
Congratulations. What do you do now? How do you turn this from research into action?
So there's a couple of things. We're following up the original families to see how these outcomes go over time. So that's really important. And the second thing is, we're talking to various governments about how they can really use this to embed in existing services and work with other sorts of supports to really make a difference early so we can see those later benefits for all children and fundamentally make a difference for Australian society.
All strength to your arm.
Thank you very much.
And may this be followed not just here, but right around Australia and beyond.
Indeed. Thank you, John.
Professor Sharon Goldfeld from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. With that information, if you want to know more, you can go to their website and find out all about it. It's 9:45 on ABC Radio Melbourne. John Fain with you through till 12.